These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending September 27th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. DoorDash announced that a data breach on May 4th exposed data on 4.9 million customers, delivery workers, and merchants. Customers who joined DoorDash after April 5th, 2018 were not affected by the breach. Names, email and delivery addresses, order history, phone numbers, and hashed and salted passwords were taken, as well as the last four digits of customer credit cards and merchant bank account numbers. Driver's license information on 100,000 delivery drivers was also exposed. A spokesperson for DoorDash blamed the breach on an unnamed third-party service provider. Developer Riley Tested has released a project called AltStore, which lets you run an alternative app store on iOS, including Tested's own Nintendo emulator called Delta. The clever bit is there's no jailbreaking involved. Apple allows you to sign apps with your own Apple ID, which developers and schools often do for testing. So Tested created a Mac and Windows app called AltServer. You install and run AltServer, plug it into your iOS device, get an app-specific password from the Apple ID management portal so you're not sharing your main password, and AltServer will sign the AltStore app and add it to your iOS device. Self-signed apps like that expire after 7 days, but AltServer will refresh the app every 7 days for you as long as your iOS device is on the same Wi-Fi network as the PC running AltServer. A new privacy-focused smartphone operating system beta by Mandrake Linux creator Gail Duvall is now available, called EOS. The OS is a fork of Lineage OS, which is itself a fork of CyanogenMod, and includes features added in from the Android open source project 7, 8, and 9 source code trees. All Google services have been replaced by MicroG services that use open source libraries, letting limited Android app compatibility. Installing apps not only shows what permissions are requested, but also what specific data will be sent. EOS can be installed on 85 different smartphone models, with Samsung S7 and S9 phones preloaded with the OS available in the European Union. While still in beta, Duvall hopes to have version 1.0 out at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona in February 2020. Microsoft General Counsel Dev Stahlkopf said in a blog post that the company is challenging a federal judge's order that forbids them from telling a corporate customer about a warrant requesting its data from Microsoft. Microsoft originally challenged a secrecy order in September 2018, arguing that the warrant for emails, text messages, and voicemails associated with two email addresses was overly broad. A lower court denied Microsoft's request to provide some notice to the customer, and Microsoft says it will take the case to appellate court. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission filed a lawsuit against Match.com, alleging Match sent notifications to non-paying subscribers for messages from accounts that Match knew were fraudulent. The FTC alleges Match received 499,691 new subscriptions as a result of the fraudulent communications between June 2016 and May 2018. The FTC further claims messages from fraudulent accounts were not sent to paying subscribers, and the suit alleges Match made canceling subscriptions difficult, did not seem to honor a six-month guarantee, and locked people from accounts over disputed charges. Match.com disputes the claims and intends to fight the allegations. Google released an open-source database of 3,000 manipulated videos to be used to help research in detecting deepfakes. Google recorded 28 actors speaking and making common expressions while doing mundane tasks, and then used publicly available deepfake algorithms to alter the videos. A data set of manipulations of YouTube videos was released in January by a Technical University of Munich researcher, and Facebook plans to release its own data set by the end of the year. ZDNet's Mary Jo Foley reports Microsoft's created a data dignity team, which will research ways to give users better control over their personal data. The data dignity team is within the office of the chief technology officer and could eventually let users buy and sell their own data to third-party entities. Earlier this year, Foley detailed Microsoft's Project Bali, a research incubation project in apparent private testing designed to give users a way to store, visualize, manage, control, share, and monetize their own data. According to the About page for the project, anyway, which is no longer public. Google announced changes to its voice and audio activity settings for Google Assistant. The opt-in setting for letting transcriptions be used now explicitly states that humans will review some of the recordings. Existing Assistant users will have to reauthorize this review before any human review will resume. Later this year, Google will also reduce the amount of data stored, with a pledge that the vast majority of user data will be deleted after a few months. Google also will add in extra layers of privacy filters for voice records reviewed by humans. Google will also release a Google Assistant hot word sensitivity setting, which should result in fewer accidental recordings. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.